We good now? Maybe? There we go. Okay. Good morning. Welcome you this morning to our service. We're glad to have you here with us today. A few announcements to bring to your attention. First of all, during the Sunday school hour today, the children's Sunday school program will be doing their rehearsal, and that that will be here in the sanctuary. So the Sunday school class that usually meets in the sanctuary, we'll be meeting in room 3, which is at the far end of the hallway. It's the room where the older children usually do their music practice. So I think that's the only Sunday school room available with adult-sized chairs. So we will that class will meet there in room 3. Next Sunday is the children's Sunday school program. You see it's called Glory to God in the Highest, and that will be performed during the Sunday school hour next week. Club Rock, there are still some opportunities to help with Club Rock. If you're interested in doing that, you can see there in the bulletin what some of those ways to serve might be, and you could talk to Mark or Pastor Jim about that. Tonight, we will be doing our annual Christmas caroling, and we will be meeting here at the church, and at 5 o'clock, then we'll divide up into groups and head out and sing to folks. There is a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you'd like to bring some of the food for tonight, and also if you know anyone that you think would be a good candidate to be sung to, if you would let Dave or Lori Freemark know that, then we will do our best to incorporate them into our caroling. Also, because of the caroling tonight, the Adorned Women's Bible Study will not meet tonight. They will have their last session next Sunday evening at 7. There is youth group tonight, and youth group members, notice that next week you'll have your youth group Christmas party, and you're encouraged to bring a white elephant gift with a $5 limit on that. Do we have any other announcements today? Okay, our call to worship this morning is from Isaiah, is Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. We're going to sing together number 123. It'll either be in your hymn books or up on the screen. O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, number 123. I ask you to stand with me, please.
The path of knowledge show, and cause us in her ways to go.
If you would greet one another, let them know you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity for to bring our prayer and praises to before the congregation. As we've been praying for the last several months, we'll continue to pray for Scott Oleg Miller and Joe Fanning as they go through these cancer battles. Another prayer request from Dale Paulson. His cousin, Brad, his son-in-law, so the son-in-law, Caleb Jepson, was involved in a head-on collision this past week and was killed. He leaves behind a family of 15 kids. So they have 8 of their own, and then they adopted 7. And so definite prayers for the Jepson family through this time. And so Dale wanted us to be praying. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, yes.
I'm sure most people know, but we are expecting baby number 4 in June. So,
well, congratulations to you all, as the Warings are expecting baby number 4. That is a huge blessing. And you said June, right?
Yes.
So we will be praying through this time and all the joy that brings and the adjustments as well. Other prayer requests or praises?
Hopefully this oncoming storm doesn't get too severe and we need the moisture. But
yes, the storm that is coming, living in the Dakotas long enough, when they start with the warnings Saturday morning at 3 in the morning, maybe something is coming. the other day on Wheel of Fortune, they had palm readers, fortune tellers, and weatherman, all in the same 3 things. So things that maybe predict the future that aren't always right. But it is wise to be preparing, and we definitely have been praying for moisture. So as this week unfolds, we do pray that God would bring moisture our way. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship, we thank you for the opportunities of coming together, of pausing from our schedules, and the Advent season is one that is full of extra activities, and most of them are good. Some of them are self-inflicted, but all of the ones that focus on you and remind us of what was accomplished 2,000 years ago in sending your Son. Father, help us in the busyness to remember that you fulfill your promises. You are the God who is not bound by time or circumstances. And as Scripture tells us, in just the right time, Christ came and he died for us. And as we eagerly anticipate your Son's second coming, you've called us to be found working on your behalf, to be building your kingdom, to pursue your righteousness. And Father, help us to do that on a daily basis. As we think of where you've placed us in this community and the opportunities we have as being your people in the lives of myriads of people around us, we do lift up these requests to you. We thank you that you hear us and you work in your timing. And that is a part of the trust that we have and the faith that we have in you. Father, we do lift up Scott Oleg Miller and his family to you. We pray during this time that you would be an ever-present help. Thank you for the peace of mind and heart he has that is only found in Christ. And we also pray for Joe Fanning, and as they walk this path together, we pray for the family and for strengthening him. We also lift up the Jepson family with this horrendous and horrific accident. Father, we pray for his family, for his wife and the kids. As they go through this, we pray for Dale's cousin Brad, with being his son-in-law, that you would give them wisdom. And in the midst of this tragedy, only you can step in. Father, we don't always understand these things, and you tell us to trust, and I pray that you would strengthen their faith, that your church, the people of God, would come alongside of them to be your hands and feet. Father, we rejoice with the Waring family, and for baby number 4, we pray for health for Liz and for the baby, for adjustments, but also that this one would enter this world strong and healthy. And Father, we also continue to pray for our area for moisture. And with the storm coming, help us to be wise with looking out at the weather. Father, I pray for all the activities we schedule that we think are so desperately important. Help us to be wise there as well. Be with our officials. We think of school districts, the superintendent. We ask that you give them wisdom for the administrative staff with the storm coming through, and athletic directors and program directors. Father, we lift up our state. We thank you for the elected leaders you've placed in office, and we pray for them that you would give them your wisdom. For our national leaders as well, that you would surround them with individuals that trust you and know you, and that you can direct the heart of the king. Father, we also lift up the ministries that you've made us responsible for. We pray for our Sunday school department, especially as the children practice and the program that's next week. We thank you for the opportunity of singing your praises, of hearing from the mouths of our young ones. Father, we also pray for Club Rock, and as we have one more week and then a break, that you would be with each of the staff members, and especially our students, that they would come with hearts prepared to hear your word. We lift up our missionaries. We pray for CEF for this month and for their work across our state. We pray for the different Bible clubs, as well as the preparation for their winter retreat. Thank you for raising up Child Evangelism Fellowship and the impact it has on young boys and girls' lives across our state. Father, we pray for our world, that it desperately needs peace and it desperately needs you. Help us to be faithful in spreading your word. As we receive the offering from your people, pray that you would use it for your honor and glory throughout our state and the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Isn't it wonderful to be able to come to the Lord's house and just love on people and praise him and give him the glory? It's an amazing, amazing thing we are privileged to do. Janelle, that was gorgeous. Where are you? There you are.
Gorgeous.
absolutely beautiful. We're going to stand, we're going to sing, and we're going to praise the Lord this morning. So please join us.
Your glory reign, shining like the day, King of heaven come. Son of God comes down to dwell in a lowly manger. Heaven's highest favor, God is now with us, Emmanuel. Gloria, oh Gloria, angels sing on high, unto us a child. Shepherds worship and adore. Princes, kings come bearing gifts worth no comparing to the Father's gift that Mary bore.
Be seated. When we were singing these songs this morning, there's just so much power in the words of what God is about. And I was thinking and reflecting a minute about the gifts that God gives us. Are we utilizing them? Are we using them for His kingdom? And in this season where there is so much love to be able to be given and so much of Jesus to be shared, I just urge you, as I urge myself, because we get busy. We're so busy in this season of Christmas and busy with concerts and busy with this and that and sports and so on and family. But I just urge you to use your gifts for Christ. Use them for the people that really need it and show them the love of who Jesus really is, who the King of Kings is.
We were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. To reveal the kingdom coming and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in our suffering, you sought to the other side, knowing this was our salvation, Jesus, for our sake you died.
Praising you this morning and just in awe of your love for us and the gift of your Son. We thank you for this season and the reminder of your plan for our salvation and for the willingness of your Son to come to earth in human form, that he could pay the penalty for our sins. As we continue to look into your word this morning and see the story of your plan for our salvation, may we be attentive to what you have for us to receive. In Jesus' name, amen.